The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shekiyanu v'kiyamanu v'hagiyanu lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, Lord our God, sovereign of the universe, who has kept us alive, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this season. My old friend Steve Leshner would often speak around this time of year, Passover time, of how important and moving this blessing was for him as a young Jewish man, how its recitation marked off the seasons and initiated him and his family into their observance. Steve is not, as far as I know, in any sense observant. Yet this berakah, this blessing, one of thousands available in Jewish practice to be recited at various moments in life's journey, remains with him as a marker and an invitation. An invitation to move with gratefulness and awe into holy time and holy space. The Shekeyanu is recited at the outset of all the various festal seasons of the Jewish calendar. Now, we don't generally think of Holy Week as a festal time, and especially not these 3 days, this sacred Triduum that begins today and extends through Easter Sunday. Yet remember the prayer we said on Palm Sunday, the prayer that ushered in this great week. That prayer asks God to assist us, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby God has given us life and immortality. What we are remembering, celebrating, observing tonight and for the next 3 days is precisely those great and mighty acts of love, acts of divine love, that move us individually and corporately through darkness and despair to light and life. This is a single drama of God's love for you and me, acted out in history once and for all, but having power and effect far beyond space and time and human understanding. It is our unique, saving, and transformative act, with many scenes and facets, some unbearably heartrending. It is at once a life-giving and efficacious drama, cross and tomb and resurrection. They cannot be separated. Indeed, they dare not be. The Shekeyanu blessing is recited by Jews to mark the beginning of sacred times and festivals such as Passover. But there are other occasions when it is appropriate. Generally, it is used when doing or experiencing something that occurs infrequently, from which you derive pleasure or benefit, such as eating fresh fruit for the first time after Rosh Hashanah, or performing a religious observance for the very first time, or for the first time in a long time, or upon seeing a friend whom you have not seen for at least 30 days, or on getting a new home, or at the birth of a child, and significantly for modern Jews, on arriving in Israel. It really is an all-purpose blessing. I would dare to suggest that we enter these Christian holy days in the spirit of the Shekeyanu blessing. That is, with a spirit of praise and thanksgiving to our Creator for having brought us once more to this holy season. And that we enter these days with a child's eyes and with a beginner's mind. I would invite us to enter into these mysteries, which some of us here have been celebrating in various ways for 40, 50, 70 years or more, as if it were the first time, the very first time. Because in one sense, it always is. We are none of us the same people we were last year. Let us enter these days as if it were the first time of having our foot washed, with all its tender and awkward associations, or keeping night vigil, or hearing the Passion narrative sung, or seeing the Easter fire, or hearing the Exultet. Let it be as if we had no idea what to expect next, yet being fully present with eyes and ears and hearts wide open. Let the sharing in the body and blood of Christ this night be as though it were the very first time that you and I were tasting the food of paradise. Let it be as if you were seeing our old friend Jesus for the first time. Maybe not just after 30 days, but after 30 years. Let it be as if you were entering your new home, as you once did through the waters of baptism, and finding there a place where you could be fully safe and fully yourself, at home within your own skin. Let it be as if you were a Jew visiting Israel for the first time, and knowing deep down that in some sense you have come home to your true native land. The way to approach these days, and perhaps all of life, is with deep gratitude for having been sustained and kept alive, vulnerable and without preconceptions or expectations, but with profound receptivity and hope. God, blessed be the Holy One, has indeed blessed each one of us and has brought us to this season. Let us now enter together into the contemplation of those mighty acts of love. Let us hold each other and all this broken and suffering and longing world in our hearts and in our actions. Let us welcome Christ, our true light, in all his complexity and mystery, just as he welcomes us in ours. And let us bless God tonight and tomorrow and on the third day. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, shehegiyanu v'kiyamanu v'hagiyanu lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, Lord our God, sovereign of the universe, who has kept us alive, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this season.